New UM school strike forces head to say privatization will stop parents protest support strikers demand strike still on till academization cancelled in writing. Stop press, Avenue's head teacher reneged on her promise of stopping the privatization drive later the same day. So angry parents again occupied reception, and demanded to speak to her on the morning of the 25th of April, where no fresh promise seemed forthcoming. The strikes and protests will continue. James Ivins, East London Socialist Party. Privatisation at Avenue School in Newham, East London could be on the verge of defeat, after striking staff and parents on the 24th of April forced the headteacher to promise she will call off academisation. Workers at the school were taking their 17th day of strike action, with more days scheduled. A visiting music teacher also refused to cross the picket line. And a surprise occupation organized separately by a group of supporting parents added to the pressure. They decided to go into the school en masse, some with their children from classes, whose staff are on strike, to collectively register complaints and demand the headteacher see them. Staff and parents want, at the very least, a vote on whether the school becomes a privately run academy. The Avenue campaign has involved one of, if not the, highest numbers of strike days against academization by any school so far. It is led by the secretary of Newham's National Education Union branch, Socialist Party member Louise Cafaro. The borough's right-wing Labour Council has officially resolved to oppose further academies, although outgoing Blairite Mayor Robin Wales refuses to let this turn into concrete action against them. The process is also under investigation through a judicial review. As the picket's chant goes, the council says stop. The court says stop. Give us a ballot and the strikes will stop. Management called the police to deal with the mortal threat of parents and children standing in a school reception. Parents forced the head to come out and talk to them. She declared she had lost the battle and would tell the governors that academization must stop. Louise said, nothing is in writing yet. We are still on strike, and will be going ahead with a lobby of the governor's meeting this week. But this shows that striking and campaigning works, and the privatizers can be beaten. Elsewhere in the borough, management at Eastleigh School has now followed Key Hardy and Brampton schools, in seeing the strikes at other schools, and deciding against becoming an academy. And Cumberland school workers are out for 8 days over 3 weeks against academization. The secondary could become an academy as early as the 1st of May. Labour's new mayoral candidate Roxana Fias must publicly state she will intervene to block academisation when elected. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, the Electoral Alliance, that includes Transport Union RMT and the Socialist Party, is also standing in the 3rd of May elections. We are challenging Labour candidates still supporting academisation, and we are fighting for an end to cuts and privatisation across the borough. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 24th of April 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist,